Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act on that.
Hat on.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Suit on.
Looking like the trap dog.
Giving them all.
Dressed
like the $1 million bucks.
Got
things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
You should be
Steve
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. God been good to me. Man, I can't explain it all, really. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody of something that I need reminding of myself all the time. And I'm dealing with a couple of things now, and I had to remind myself. You know what I have to remember? I have to constantly remind myself to stay in constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. You know, sometimes, you know, I have a tendency, and maybe we do all as people, I don't know, but I know for me that when it's going okay, I slack up in sometimes having conversations with him because I'm not coming to him on a daily with something that's pressing or something. And I find myself slacking up in the communication. The danger I have learned in that is this. I think, you know, I mean, we've all heard old people say, you know, you got to stay prayed up, you know, and, you know, prayed up means, you know, you got some stored up. You just got an abundance of them where you're putting it in. Because what happens is when you're not in constant communication with God, when you're not constantly praying, during those good times, that allows for the enemy to slip in and do the little things that can be upsetting. And then the next thing you know it, you get several little things in a row. Now you got an issue you're dealing with. You know, I have to remind myself when it's going like that, man, have I really been praying, though? Have I really been in constant communication with God? Because, you know, that helps guard against that little bitty stuff coming in. Now, sometimes it's big stuff. Sometimes it's major stuff. But I've noticed, man, that when I get on a more of a smooth plane in life, I have a tendency to slack up in that department. And that ain't the time to slack up. I'm really learning that I have to stay in constant communication with God because it enables me to ward off those little things coming up that can get in the way. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that as I'm learning it myself, that staying prayed up is important, that you try to stock prayers. You know, you try to, you know, have some prayers in the bank, so to speak. And just constant communication with him, because it'll just safeguard you against a lot of stuff backdooring you. You know, I just wanted to make sure you understood that, because on your journey, it's going to be many obstacles. I've said this 100 times on the show. The road to success is always under construction. I say that all the time. And it's to let you understand that it's not going to be easy. But we can make it more difficult than it has to be. You know, when you go out, strike out on a journey, you know, let's say I got in my car. Let's say I'm in New York and I get in my car and I say I'm going to L.A. I know if I drive west and continue to drive west, eventually I should get to California, or I may wind up in Portland or Seattle or something like that. But if I drive west, I'm going to eventually get to the West Coast. Now, wouldn't it be smarter, though, if I mapped out the route, which saved me a bunch of driving I don't need and figuring that I don't have to calculate, when you know the way to go? You know, if you know you want to cut cross on the 20, or you want to cut cross on the 70, or you want to cut cross on the 10. You know, you got to devise a route. Now, if I want to go visit some people I know, then I know I need to go down. You know, I might go through Ohio, come down on the 80, then get on 71 and take that all the way down to the 10 and then ride across. Or I might take it to the 20, cut through Texas, and then let it link back up on the 10. I know a lot of different ways, but guess what? The best way is to map it out. You can go anywhere, but if you go with a map, it's more precise. You save yourself a lot of time. And that's what prayer has taught me, that if I continuously pray, that I stay in a prepared mode. I have more idea of where I'm going. I'm more secure with my route. If you just take off driving, heading west, yeah, you'll eventually get to the West Coast if you out east. But guess what, though? Had you mapped it out, you can see when you veering off. You may stop, come out, and not be paying attention. Next thing you know, you're on a route and you're going another way. You're going north when you could easily still be going west. You've got to constantly be aware of that. And I'm just pointing that out to you because I know that on your journey, a lot of times you get sidetracked. And part of the ways we get sidetracked is we lose out on that very, the very beneficial resource of prayer. We lose out. Our connection with God gets strained. The thicker you can keep the cord connected to God, if you thin out your communication with God And instead of having a big, thick cable, now you're dealing with a little thread. You know, a cable is stronger than thread. And so it just decreases your opportunity. And so, you know, I wanted to just make you aware of that. And, you know, to ever be encouraging to say to everybody out there, and just keep your head up. It is going to be dark days for you. There are going to be situations where it's going to be daunting and hard to face. But man, oh man, oh man, everybody has to face these challenges. Everybody get dark sometimes. You know, look, if you didn't lose, you wouldn't even appreciate winning. Because if it all went your way all the time, do you know how complacent and content and how easy life would be if it just went your way all the time? So when it kept going your way, you wouldn't even appreciate it, because guess what? It's been going this way the whole time. So what life does is it has its checks and balances. These hard times are coming, and you need the hard times to appreciate the good times. You need the clouds and you need the rain to appreciate the sun and the flowers. It's just when it comes to prayer, though, just stay prayed up. Stay constant with it. Because the challenges of life are coming, whether you prayed up or not, they're coming. Understand that. You could pray every day, all day. When you get through praying every day, all day, something's going to happen to you that's going to be challenging. Now, I would rather have been in communication with God on a regular than wait till every time something pop off to have to go to and reintroduce myself. Okay? I was over a little around the board with it today. But that's how it came to me. So there it is. I ain't mad at it. Y'all have a great day. We're going to have a good one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another gift from God. It's called A New Day. We made it. Man, safe, tucked up under the wings and arms of the Most High. Man, I feel good about that. Man, I feel good about that. You can't hurt me. You can try to prosper, but you ain't gonna make it. Man, that's a good feeling, man. Trusting in him, woo, that's a good feeling. It gives you a peace that goes beyond anybody's understanding. You know how many times people have asked me, man, I don't know how you do it. Me either. Me either. Because the show ain't me. I'm just comfortable with him because I know he got me. He got me and my girl. We riding. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr. Government name Kill Space. We trying to change it to Killer Juan. Killer Juan.
I love Killer Juan.
And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Killer Juan, what's on your mind today, man?
You know, Unc, man, it's a big day for you, man. I hope you're excited about it. You know, you going motivational speaking and everything.
Oh,
you back out here. You know, so I don't want you to be nervous and everything when you walk out there. You know, so, you know, when you get out there, you know, let the room settle first. Just a few pointers you probably need because you ain't been out here in a while. You know, you probably, when you get out there, don't talk down to the people in the front. Talk to the person at the very back so everybody get to see your face, you know, because you be talking down if you're looking down at the person in the front row. They won't get to see things in the back. You know, also, pace yourself. You know, make sure you clear. You know, make
don't
sure you
don't be wheezing.
Don't, yeah. See, that's not me. That was
we
not
know
me.
Who it is, though, it wasn't you.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was.
It wasn't actually Tommy either. It's just a
kind. See, you know, that was.
What it is. I appreciate it. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. How you feel, huh? Mm-hmm. What you thinking?
Fall out that chair.
Well, you know, that advice you gave me just sounds so familiar, you know.
Yeah, it's the same thing you gave to me.
I was going, damn, where did he get this brilliant-ass information from?
You heard that before?
Yeah, get to work a couple hours early, you know, get yourself
you know, man, it's going to be, you know, I'm always nervous walking out there. I don't know how to shake that. That's a part of it. And it's kind of a new deal for me, too. First time ever going to sell tickets as a motivational speaker, you know.
Yeah.
First time I've done that. I've motivational spoke at a lot of places with big audiences, but wasn't no ticket sales involved. I showed up. I don't know how they got in there. You know, I got invited. I don't know how.
How much time you do?
I got to do 90 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Q&A in there too?
If I want to, I can do. I can add it. I'm gonna add a Q&A.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk for about an hour. Then I'm gonna do a 30-minute. Cause Q&As are important because that gets to address a person's particular concerns. Sometimes that'll be things I may not have covered in the speech. I'm well prepared though, man. Pray before I go out. And then, you know, it's just my story. And I know it. I know it. Yeah. I know what people need to hear. The good thing about my life is my whole motivation, I've lived it.
Yeah.
It's easy to tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's your story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to repeat stuff I heard.
Right. I just.
I know, you just did. Thank you. Chris.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you're suffering from diabetes or high blood pressure, or you've got excess weight keeping you sick and slow, then you need to check out the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse. For nearly 20 years, D-Herbs has helped thousands of overjoyed customers cut the excess weight and get their health right. There's no impossible diet or dangerous workout routines involved. Just follow the plan, and in only 20 days, you'll lose up to 30 pounds, have more energy, and look better too. Visit dherbs.com and get a nice discounted checkout with promo code radio. It's time to feel clean and get lean. Go to dherbs.com, promo code radio. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going in that break room, Shirley. Somebody got some food in that break room. You understand? You've been in that break room. You've been in that refrigerator in there. You just seen all that food stacked up in there. But this right here is break room barbecue. Break room barbecue. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Eric.
Yeah, this is Eric. What's up?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. With me and you finna get some straight today, dog. Right here, right now. Let me say this, man.
Who is this? What you talking about right now?
This is Quincy right here. This Quincy. I work in the same building. I work on the same floor you work on, all right? And I know that a lot of people on the floor, everybody kind of share the break room and the refrigerator or whatever. But let me tell you this right now. It's been brought to my attention that you the person on Tuesday, all right, that went in there and ate my barbecue ribs, all right? Whoa. It took me 4 or 5 hours to smoke them.
Hey, whoa, slow down. You said your name Quincy, right? Slow down, Quincy. Who bringing this to your attention, bro?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about who told me. But everybody say you always eating people's stuff out the damn break room and out the refrigerator.
Well, I don't know who is everybody or whatever, but I ain't eating nothing out the refrigerator. I go out and get my own food, bro. I go out and get my own food, so I don't know what you're talking about right now. And I don't know who over there telling you.
Let me say this to you, Eric. Let me say this to you, all right? I'm coming by your cubicle tomorrow. I see anything. I see some barbecue sauce, anything remotely look close to my barbecue ribs, I swear to you, I'm whooping your ass right there in your
cubicle. You need to chill, man. I'm not about the threats, bro. I'm telling you, I wasn't the one that did that. I'm telling you that right now, so you need to calm down.
First, no, I ain't calming down. okay? I'm telling you right now, you're going to get up in your cubicle.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you I'm not the one that's doing that. That's what I'm telling you. So you're coming at the wrong person.
How come everybody say if anybody ate your food, it's probably Eric the one always eating everybody's stuff up?
They can say whatever they want to say. That don't mean that I was the one that did that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So they lying on you now.
They lying on you.
They lying. I'm trying to tell you they lying. I'm telling you that.
So you do understand what I'm saying. If it's anything that remotely look close to barbecue sauce, anything, a real bone, anything like that around your cubicle, in the trash can, in your work area, I'm whooping your ass, Eric.
Man, Quincy, man, I'm trying to be nice to you on this damn phone, bro, but I told you about these threats. So at this point in time, for you threatening me again, you and your damn barbecue sandwich, bro. That's how it is right now. You and your barbecue sandwich, bro. I told you to stop making these threats to me, bro.
Go on and admit that you ate it, Eric. Go on and admit it then.
You know what? At this point, speaking to you on this phone like this, bro, I really wish I ate your damn sandwich, bro. I wish I did, bro.
Hey, dog, I'm telling you right now, I smoked them ribs for 5 hours. I smoked them ribs. Put my hard work in it, and then I get to work. You're ready to eat my food, and somebody then ate my barbecue ribs, and then everybody's saying, Eric, the one always eating everybody food. I'm telling you, dude, I will come to your cubicle and f*** you up if I find anything look like my ribs over there.
That's like the third threat you done gave me, bro. That was good, bro. That was good as f***. I'm so glad I took that shit. Damn, I'm so glad.
Oh, so you admitting it now?
No, I'm telling you what you want to hear, Quincy. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you what you want to hear.
Okay. That's your ass tomorrow. That's your ass tomorrow at the cubicle. I'm telling you now.
We working in the same building, right? I ain't going nowhere. You know what floor I'm at. I ain't going nowhere. Was good. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you got my number, bro. But we even got to wait till you get up there to my floor. We can get this cracking in the lobby, bro. In the lobby, you can get your damn ribs broken. Your ribs, not the ribs that you cooked on that barbecue. Your ribs. We can get it cracking right.
It's whatever at this point, Eric. It's whatever. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna let Deshae know what's up.
Deshae, I know she ain't tell you nothing about eating nothing like eating your food, bro. I know Deshae didn't say nothing like that to you.
Deshae ain't say you ain't no rib. That ain't what Deshae told me.
So why you bringing her? Why you bringing her up then?
You want to know what Deshae told me?
What did Deshae told you, bro? What she told you?
Deshae told me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker, Deshae.
What the hell you talking about?
Hey, Eric. Hey, man, check it out. This is Nephew Tommy, bro. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Deshae, your coworker, got me to prank you, man.
You know what, man? Boy, you got my blood boiling, man. Oh, Deshae, she gonna get it, bro. She gonna get it when I get back in there. And I listen to y'all every, man, I don't believe it. Man, hey, you got me, man. Oh, man. It is an honor, bro. It is an honor. Tommy, man. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I'm going to get Deshae, though. You tell her ass is mine.
Well, hey, man, do me a favor. Tell everybody what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the baddest radio show in the land is Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Man, go get some ribs and have a nice day, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to do that.
I know you have. That's the first dose of stupid this morning. I'll have another dose in another hour. But, you know, nibble on that for a minute. When we come back around, I'm going to have a little bit more stupid for you. That's the job. That's what I'm supposed to do. Be stupid.
Spoon-feeding us your stupid this morning.
Spoon-feed. Okay. I can't just overload you with a plate of stupid all at one time. That's too much. That's just way too much. You don't want to do that. You don't want to.
Okay. Yes. I had no idea. You know, the fact your stupid renew every morning. Boy.
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
And every hour.
Yeah, every hour.
But can I say I'm glad to just be here? Can I just say that to y'all?
Amen again.
Can I just say I'm so serious about that, man. I'm so grateful. I know what the old folks mean when they say my soul looks back in wonder how I got over. Oh, my God.
And Tommy, you know how old people say that now? Because your ass is old.
Coming up next, Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Usher, baby, will not only perform at next year's Super Bowl halftime show, he will also begin an international tour. All right, we'll look forward to that. Jamie Foxx looks happy and healthy in Cabo San Lucas with his new boo. And Commander Biden, the president's German shepherd, has bitten another Secret Service agent.
Oh, yeah.
Commander gonna mess around and get put to sleep.
Wow.
Why Commander ain't never around when Trump around? Why he ain't never around when Trump around?
It's all coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Paisley in Chicago, in the Chicago area. Paisley writes, my boyfriend asked to borrow my car 2 months ago when he got the oil changed, he got my tires rotated, I got new windshield wipers, and he got it waxed. Now he thinks he can grab my keys whenever he wants. Is he entitled to do that?
No. Mm-mm. There's no entitlement to anything that belongs to you. You know, now what he did was he made an investment. Because he don't like to ride dirty.
Yeah.
You know, he got your tires rotated because they were wobbling. Wheel aligned. Change the oil for you. That was his investment to be able to drive it. That's his ROI. His return on investment. But he still should ask your permission every time. Yeah. But the bigger question you need to be asking is, where your damn car?
Yes.
You know, who you dating, this boy ain't got no car. So that's the deeper question. You know.
All right. Moving on to Bree in Columbia. Bree says, my aunt and I got into a fight because my son said her pot roast was nasty. She thought I put him up to it, but he's only 3 years old and he speaks his mind. She swung on me, so I laid her out. Was I wrong for hitting her back? Who should apologize?
Wow. Wait a minute. Over a pot roast?
Over a pot roast.
Something a three-year-old said?
Yeah. Huh?
And something a three-year-old said?
Yeah.
What's
she's
wrong
swung
with
on
y'all?
That's crazy.
That baby know his pot roast, though.
Yeah, the baby was right. Y'all mad because the baby right?
I'm telling you right now, the baby at three don't even really know what pot roast is.
Yeah,
but he do know what was in this here pot had been over roasted. And I'm clear about that. And so now I don't know what pot roast is. I don't know the derivative, the point of origin. Mm-hmm. I don't know what animal this come from. But let me be clear, at three.
It's nasty.
This kind of takes me back to them Gerber green peas in the jar dish.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm going to go with. I ain't got a lot to compare it to, but I'm thinking that squash in that Gerber jar.
That's what the baby's thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
So,
the first time you put that sauerkraut in my mouth. That with that.
Ooh. Yeah. So she's saying, who should apologize? The aunt swung first.
Y'all wrong. Yeah. Both of y'all wrong. What is the apologize first for, though? See, that's what y'all be. Y'all want somebody to do it first because that makes you feel like they admitted they was wrong.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Both of y'all wrong. She wrong for swinging on you. You wrong for the baby wrong
laying
for running
out
his damn mouth.
The baby's wrong.
The baby ain't wrong.
So I'm going to tell you right now. Because my daddy didn't take your ass over somewhere else running your damn mouth. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting here. I'd have had to knock Willis out because your ass over there running your damn mouth. Go down there and say something else about anything you eat outside this house and watch it. Yeah, see, I'd have got that.
All right, so they both should apologize, you're saying, CLO. All right, Tyra in St. Louis. And the baby. Tyra in St. Louis writes, my 21-year-old son popped over my house to use my laptop the other morning, and I had company in my bed. He peeked in my room because the door was open, and I was scared to say anything. Do I owe him an explanation about what he saw?
No. You don't owe him nothing. Your 21-year-old son popped over your house to use your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Where you knocking? You're supposed to knock. You don't come in nobody's house. You don't open no doors in here. You ain't paid for nothing.
Yeah, the door was
surprise.
Open.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. No, you don't owe him nothing. Quit coming over people's house without knocking. You ain't four. Grown ass man.
Like
opening
the baby.
Doors like you stupid. Uh-oh, God, dog. Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Damn.
Carry on.
What did he say, Mama who?
Damn, Mama, that Deacon Willis.
All right, moving on. Last one, Steve, to Shakita in Hawaii. Shakita says, my boyfriend is a germaphobe, and he had a fit because my dog showers with me once a week. He said that I treat my dog better than I treat him because I won't shower with him. Why is he jealous of my dog? Should I dump him over this?
Are you for real?
Should I dump him over this?
You shower with your dog, but you
once
won't shower
week.
With your man. Lady.
Yeah. Move on.
Shakita.
Man, let me tell you something. If I was him, I'd leave you.
Yeah.
I'd leave you. You shine with your dog once a week, but you won't shower with me. Man, bye. you and your little funky ass dog.
Oh, yeah.
You can shower with him, bathe with him. You can go to dinner with him from now on. Take his little ass on down to the movie. Y'all can spoon. Y'all can do all that. You know, he licking you all around your mouth and everything. You letting him. Yeah, that's what they do, man. People like their dogs like that. He licking me. I just saw where you was licking just yesterday. Put your tongue. Oh, that's why my dog can't. Uh-uh. Bear can't jump up on us. Your paws stay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You sure can't lick my face. You can't lick my hand. I snatch. Because sometimes he'll walk up behind me because he's quiet. Mm-hmm. And he'll put that cold-ass nose on my hand when I'm walking. I'll scare the hell out of me, man.
So she wants to know, should she dump her boyfriend over this? Because she thinks he's jealous of her dog.
He finna dump you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, dump your boyfriend. Do him a favor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dump your boyfriend and continue seeing your dog. Yeah.
She's not seeing her dog.
Yes, she is. Yes, yes.
She's just showering with him once a week.
Go ahead, but you won't shower with your man. Yes, you should dump your boyfriend. Absolutely. Do your boyfriend a favor.
Put him out of his misery.
Yeah. Get rid of me, please.
Your dog is your boyfriend.
I choose you, baby. And I tell you why. Yeah.
That's a lot right there.
Uh-huh. So
picking your dog over your man. You don't really love this dude. No way. Go on, date your
dog?
Damn dog.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, Usher will perform on the world's biggest stage at next year's Super Bowl halftime show. We announced it earlier this week, but Usher has added a twist to it now. He plans to launch his first international tour in almost 10 years. Usher's team has reportedly been placing holds on arenas all over the world as they work to finalize the tour, in hopes of launching the sale of his tour tickets right after the Super Bowl. This will come as Usher's Las Vegas residency ends. In total, his residency has earned him at least $83 million.
God!
That's big.
Yeah. That's some roller skating right there. You hear me?
83 straighten you out.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
right.
be all right.
Get you right.
Be all right.
Got a little surprise for you. Three of them till you're too good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Three will make you sparkle. You know, 83.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can talk to people different then.
Like what?
Start slapping people. That's what?
I'm... What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Oh, everybody's on your nerves.
Yes.
No.
With your broke self.
Man, damn, what you want?
Come on,
Usher. Usher slapped me with some skates on and rolled off.
He back
it. And rolled off. To some music.
Yeah. His own music.
All right, another top story is Jamie Foxx was spotted in Cabo San Lucas looking very happy, looking healthy with his new girlfriend. Her name is Alice Huckstep. Alice Huckstep is his new boo. Jamie and Alice were photographed holding hands.
Huck what?
Huh? Huckstep. Huckstep.
I don't know no black Hucksteps.
Nope. It's,
I ain't never seen a Huckstep family reunion. I ain't never seen a Huckstep family reunion.
You don't know too many black Alices either while we're here.
Okay.
We're talking about Jamie Foxx. Okay.
Alicia.
Did you not hear
ain't
that
no
part?
Alice.
Jamie Foxx.
So Shirley, what that supposed to mean?
Well, have you ever seen Jamie Foxx with anything other than a white girl? I don't think he dates sisters. I don't think Jamie Foxx dates sisters.
Ooh,
oh.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't know that.
I've never seen it. Katie Holmes.
Yeah,
I've just never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Keep going down the line.
Katie. I don't pay attention like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember
else,
Katie
she,
Holmes.
Yeah, they were very public about theirs. But yeah, I haven't seen him date a sister.
What? He had nails, Shamika?
I haven't seen it. Akeisha, I have not.
He had to have.
I haven't seen Akeisha. I have not.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, they were spotted holding hands at Nobu. This is according to TMZ. Reportedly, Jamie has yet to publicly confirm his romance with the blonde, but they were also spotted kissing out in public in L.A.
Well,
earlier
if you're kissing
month.
And holding hands, that's pretty
that's
much confirmed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He didn't come out and say, yeah, I'm dating Alice Huckstep. He didn't say that.
Is
but
she
yeah.
an actress?
His
is she
actions.
An actress? Is she an actress?
Katie Holmes was. I don't
Huckstep,
know.
Huckstep? Her daddy got money, though. Just listen to the name. Huckstep. Yeah. They got money.
How do you determine that? How do you know?
Huckstep. Huckstep. Huckleberry Finn. Huck.
Okay.
On black people.
That's what it means. So, who is Jamie Foxx's daughter? Who is his baby mama? Who was the mother? Is she black?
I don't know. She black?
Hispanic?
Okay. See?
You gotta ask Mississippi Monica. She know everything. She everybody did.
Anyway, we're just glad to see Jamie out and about and healthy.
That's all we care about.
That ain't what you said. No, no, that ain't what Shirley said.
That is what I. What do you mean? What are you saying? I said.
Tommy said he don't know no black Huckstep. Then you said we talking about Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I said.
You ain't said nothing about you glad about him being healthy. You said.
I'm saying it now, and I said it earlier. I said it before that he's out and about looking good.
I think he dated Stacey Dash.
Oh,
that's still
ain't
no. That's
white woman.
That's
still conservative.
That's still. You ain't said nothing, man.
Well,
that's
you
know, that's
Stacey
still
Dash.
That didn't help the case at all.
Yeah, she thought she was white.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Let me see who else
has a list. She just found out the white folks told her, your black ass is a hen.
Got out the boot.
Took right off.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Like I said, we're glad to see Jamie out and about, looking good, enjoying his life, and being healthy. Finally, guys, Commander Biden, you know who that is President Biden's German Shepherd. Well, Commander has
been... On this show, we're not doing that.
What?
We're not giving dogs that kind of damn credit. Commander Biden. I thought you meant Chief Commander, like President Biden. You talking about his damn dog?
I'm talking about his German Shepherd.
His name is Commander, the president's dog.
Family
dog. Calling his ass Commander Biden.
Bear Harvey.
My dog bear that damn dog that live with us. Bear Harvey.
It's his name, Bear Harvey.
His name is Bear.
When you take him to the vet, though, dog, they're going to put Bear Harvey on the paperwork.
Yes, you have to give the dog a last
name.
What paperwork?
When you go to a vet, they have to, you have
Junior,
to tell them Junior, stuff
Junior,
about
Junior,
the dog.
Junior, these
the
are
story
real pet
is.
Owners. You ain't never took your dog to no damn.
Hell no.
The story is that Commander has bitten another Secret Service agent.
Feral.
Okay, this makes the 11th time he's bitten someone. Okay, that is the point. And a rep for the White House
11 times. Anybody else, dog, would be put to sleep. Yes, 11 damn times.
It's bad.
Commander is the second dog of Biden's
White
to behave
House privilege.
Aggressively. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Donald Trump was found liable for defrauding banks and overvaluing his assets. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A New York judge found Donald Trump and his adult sons liable for repeatedly committing fraud for years by defrauding banks and overvaluing his assets. The judge canceled the Trump Organization's business certification, which means Trump could possibly lose control of his New York-based businesses, to include his office businesses, office buildings, his golf clubs, and Trump Tower. The judge ruled that Trump inflated his net worth to be between $812 million and $2.2 billion. Trump's trial is set to begin October 2nd, and he may have to pay $250 million in monetary damages. Trump's lawyers, of course, plan to appeal the judge's ruling.
Well, this is the first time he has they really got him on this, because this is all in paperwork that he's turned in.
Uh-huh.
This one is going to stick. This ain't you can't say anything about this is politicized or nothing. One of his assets, he had the square footage at $15,000 per square foot. And that just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked that up. That was overvalued. Then he said his penthouse apartment was 13 some thousand square feet. He put it at 33,000 square feet.
Just lying.
Late.
So
lying,
now,
lying.
You done said it's worth $15,000 a square foot. Do you have any idea how expensive that is, man? For every square foot,
it's
$15,000.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Yes, he does.
On a regular about everything.
This dude right
The
here.
News story is Donald Trump tells the truth. That is the news story right there.
And you don't believe that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So he inflated his net worth to be between $812 million and $2.2 billion. Because I guess he wanted to be billionaire status at that point, right?
So let me give you an example. If you got something that's 15,000 square feet,
mm-hmm.
you're saying that's the value of it, and you got a 5,000 square foot apartment, and you say it's valued at 15,000, what you're telling us is that apartment is $75 million.
You wrote that down.
that I know how to do.
Yeah.
So check this out. At $15,000 a square foot, and he overvalued it at 33,000 square feet, that property worth $495 million.
5,000 square feet?
No, 33,000 square feet.
Okay.
He said it was, and it wasn't 33,000 square feet. That's $495 million.
Ooh.
You got to go to jail for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his lawyers plan to appeal, so we'll see. Coming up next, we'll switch gears here, and Roscoe Wallace will be in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, he is here. You hear him, Roscoe
all
Wallace.
Day, baby. Right here, ain't never late. On time, like sunshine. You know what I mean? What's going on, everybody, Carly? Miss Emmy, Shirley, Junior, Tommy, what's going on?
Roscoe, why he go?
Yeah. What's going on there? What are we talking about?
All right, Carla, take it away.
Thank you, Shirley. All right, Roscoe, let's get to it. All this week, we've been talking about Usha. So we know that Steve's favorite song was Bad Girl by Usha. Can you
what y'all know about Supermodel? Fish out of Air magazine. Come on now. I hope you hey. Do the pain. Bad than a mother. Oh, the bad girl. Bad girl. Look at here now. Player, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime.
What?
Cause pimping ain't easy.
Come on, Roscoe. Yeah.
That hell hit there, boy. That boy.
Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, man. That was good right here.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Cause me and Usher's granddaddy was cool.
Oh.
Really?
What was his name?
We called him PL for short, but his name was Parking Lot.
Parking lot Raymond.
He'd work at the gate and wreck all the cars in and take your money at the day. You know, then it kept it. Then after that, you know, his son's name was Attendant. And then he became Attendant. And then the grandbaby, they named him Usher.
Right.
Everybody do service with him. What it is. Yeah, PL, my man.
Thank you for dropping that knowledge about Usher's family.
Oh, anytime, baby. Anytime.
All right, so earlier this week, Steve and Tommy, they were kind of playing around, and they dedicated Have You Seen Her by the Shylights to Junior.
Oh, you know, I watched the show. They dedicated the song to Junior.
Yeah.
You know, because Junior, you my man, Junior. I love you.
I understand, Roscoe. But you got to sing it, though, huh? That what you say.
But, you know, they were talking about your hairline.
Yeah, they want to
give us a little bit.
You finna.
See your hairline, there it goes. Said it's moving far back like a picture of her show. Have you seen it? Tell me, have you seen it?
He's cut on a hat today.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
I used to be able to comb my hair, but now I can't find the line anywhere. Have you seen it?
Whoa. Shut up, Tommy.
Tell me, have you seen it? Here we go. Where did my hairline leave me and go away? Whoa, I ain't seen my hairline in so long. I think it's gone. Way too gone. Whoa.
Did you whisper?
He did.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Gene, but I got to write him when I see him.
Yes, right when you see it.
We got right when I see, baby.
I got you. All right, so Roscoe, the other day, I was listening, following you got your playlist.
Get a hold
of it. I was listening to the Commodores.
Commodore. Hold on.
Zoom. I want you to sing a little bit of Zoom, and then I got a question.
Maybe just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. Cause I know my heart is waiting out there somewhere. Let's just get to the part. Searching for that silver lining, horizons that I never see. Oh, I would one day they call freedom, would they come? one day will come.
All right, Roscoe, sing us out. Prank phone call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, how do I keep her out of my clothes?
What?
We'll get into it, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
And guess what this title is?
What? What is it?
You said the strawberry letter title was what?
How do I keep her out of my clothes?
And this one right here is, you've been wearing my clothes.
Oh, wow. What? Look at that. Look at that.
You've been wearing my clothes.
Look at
I can assure you, mine more stupid than yours. I can rest assured you that. Okay? So don't try to put your letter up against my prank. I promise you, mine more stupid than that.
Oh, we know.
Here we go. Let's go, cat dog. You have been wearing my clothes. All right? All mine's clear? Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Wilson.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, you own the cleaners over on, right?
Yeah, that's me. How may I help you?
How long y'all been over there? How many years y'all been over there on on?
Man, we've been here about 15 years, man. I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How may I help you?
My name's Donnie, man. I'm sorry. My name's Donnie. You always been the owner there?
Man, I started this thing, about 15 years ago? Got all my own equipment, everything. We do everything in-house, so you ain't got to worry about going nowhere. You drop your clothes off here, and I make sure we take care of everything right here in-house, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, the reason why I call, I've actually been bringing my clothes to you for about a year now. My name is Donnie.
Oh, you have? Donnie, huh? I don't remember. I know I would be coming here. I know your face, though.
You probably know me when you see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know when you see. But listen, here's where I had a problem. And I came in about last week sometime. I think it was last Thursday I came in to get my clothes I had dropped off. And I had brought some clothes probably about 3 weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home, 3 weeks before, when I got home with them clothes, I realized I was missing a shirt. And I was like, I don't know where my shirt at. I couldn't find it. So now, just last week when I came back to pick up some clothes, and this what you know, I didn't want to raise no havoc in your store or nothing. But when I looked at you, you was actually the person that took my money and gave me my clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I looked closer at you, I realized you actually had on my shirt.
What?
No. I had to go on and count to 10. I went on out to my car and I said, I'm not gonna wait and calm down. But you was actually standing there, giving me my clothes, but you had on my shirt too.
Nah, you could have counted to 20. You ain't seen me in your shirt. I mean, have you ever left your clothes up here longer than 30 days?
Okay, wait. Hold on. What are you saying? If people leave their stuff longer than 30 days, you start wearing it?
Hold on. I ain't wore nobody's shirt.
Hold on, Donnie. We quit all this lying about you. You ain't worn nobody's shirt because you put your hands
on. Listen, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I work every day. I work hard, and I buy my own shirt. I mean, I ain't got to wear nobody's shirt. As a matter of fact, I was just saying because you said that you felt like I held your shirt. I ain't worn nobody's shirt, but...
Okay, well, now I got a partner coming there.
The only time something come up missing is if it's been here 30 days. We ain't taking nobody's clothes.
But listen, I got a friend. He bring his stuff over there, too, and he tell me he has some pants missing, and he come in there one day and swear he think you had his pants on.
Who is it? He lied. Let me tell you, hold on, bro. I don't know who you are.
You got my shirt on and his pants on. This is ridiculous, man. Is you creating your own wardrobe with people's stuff?
Look, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I done told you I ain't wearing nobody else's shirt. Don't call me and insult my integrity. Tell me I done wore somebody else's shirt. I don't have to wear your shirt. I got
what kind
shirt.
Of cleaners you got, man, that you clean people's stuff, but then you wear it around the cleaners?
I don't have to wear a thing or nobody around no cleaners. I got my own. You must not been up here yourself. Do you see the uniforms we wear up here? That's how you know my name. It say Wilson on my uniform, man.
I know it say Wilson on it, but why
well,
is
you, ain't
you
seen me
wearing other people's stuff, Mr. Wilson?
Look at man. I'm a Christian, bro. Listen, I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't appreciate nobody calling me. Now, you can tell you can inquire, and we can get this fixed, you know, figured out. But don't call here saying that you seen me wearing.
I'm gonna let the shirt go. Yeah, I'm gonna let the shirt go.
I don't care what the hell you do with
it. No, Miss Will, this is what I'm gonna do with you. If I come in there one more time and see you with one of my shirts on, then guess what? I'm gonna tear it off for you and I'm gonna beat your at your store.
Tell you what, you bring your bad down here. Come on down here. It ain't a thing in a drugstore gonna kill you quick, and I will, about coming here trying to bother me about a shirt.
Well, you need to quit wearing people's stuff then.
I ain't gotta wear no nothing.
But that's what you're doing. You up in there, you got on my shirt and got my boy pants on.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Before I open this cleaner, I'm from the penitentiary. And when you call somebody a lie, you better ready to back it up.
Look, man. You keep wearing everybody calls in there.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you what God love, man. I'm telling you the truth. If you come up here with some, you need to call your mama and let her know it's going to be some snot slinging and flower bringing. Because just like that shirt you say you missing, you're going to be missing too. You come up here bothering about a shirt.
You're going to get your butt beat if I keep finding out you wearing people's stuff. Look at Wilson. Don't get your butt beat up on. You hear me?
I tell you what, you need to get off my phone. Boy, this baby, this coming out and I'm wearing his shirt.
You is wearing my shirt and you wearing my friend's pants.
Man, you. Look, bro, look, Donnie McClurkin, Donnie, whoever you are, I don't know who Donnie you are, but don't call here no more, man. I don't even want your business, man. You don't even have to, don't bring your shirt. As a matter of fact, what's your last, I'm going to look your smile up. Any day, any money you don't spend, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't need your money either, man. I don't need this.
I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What? You ain't got a thing to say to me.
I do have something I need to say to you. You're thieving, shirt wearing. I do have something I need to say to you.
What?
You listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Wills, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank phone call you.
What a say, bro, you can't. Hey, we're in a reception. You can't call nobody talking to him like that, man. Boy, y'all some food, man. Boy, I'm gonna have to go somewhere and sit down, man. I'm gonna have to drink me some teaspoon of vinegar or something. Got my blood pressure sky. I knew it had to be somebody lying, man, because I ain't want nobody a shirt, man.
Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. Tell me y'all got us on inside the cleaners in the morning. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
You've been wearing my clothes. Did I hit the home run? Did
yes,
I hit it?
Did. It's always
thank
definitely
you so kindly.
More stupid, too.
More stupid, more ignorant as it is. And the next stupid stop is Killeen, Texas, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. I will be at the Twice as Funny Comedy Club. And for those of you all that don't like being at the house too late in the evening, Sunday, October 8th, I've designed that just for you. The show starts at 4, all right? Starts at 4. That way you can get in and I have you home by 6 something. You ought to feel real pretty good about that. The matinees go pretty fast with a 40 and up crowd. Yes, it does. All right. That's October 6th, 7th, 8th, Twice as Funny Comedy Club, Killeen, Texas. We have October 14th, Stockbridge, Georgia, along with the beautiful Monique, a legend herself. It's October 20th and 21st, Eric Crown putting on a show as well. That would be Bill Bellamy. That would be Gary Owen. That would be Benji Brown. Mm-hmm. That would be Tony Roberts. That would be, oh my God, Melanie Camacho, Kevin Tate. The list goes on and on. Hosted by yours truly. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letters, subject, how do I keep her out of my clothes? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how do I keep her out of my clothes? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married man, and I'm a personal trainer on the side. I met my wife at the gym, and we've been together for 3 years total, and we got married last December. She is the most beautiful woman I've ever known, and I fell in love with her immediately. In the beginning, we spent all of our time in the gym together or at my house. We went on a couple of trips to see her parents and mine, and that's when I noticed that she's got some trust issues. She opened up and told me that her ex had a woman in her bed, and she found out when she got in the bed, and there was a big spot on the sheets. She said it messed her up for life, and she asked me to be patient with her. I've tried to be, but it seems like she's never satisfied with my answers. I always try to answer her calls by the second ring, and I try to respond to all of her texts within 5 minutes. Nothing I do is enough, and lately she has been questioning me and checking up behind me when I get home. She started going through my dirty clothes last month, and she thinks I don't know. When I go to wash clothes, my briefs are turned inside out, and so are my gym clothes. I assumed she was checking for stains and smells, and I confronted her about it. She tried to turn it around on me by saying I wouldn't be questioning her if I wouldn't be questioning her if I didn't have something to hide. She started taking my suits to the dry cleaners for me, and I hope she's not pulling over on the side of the road to smell my clothes. She rode to church with me Sunday and said my car had a strange smell. I wish she would let me know what she's thinking instead of sniffing around. How do I get her to believe that I'm not going to hurt her? Is that possible? Well, it's not impossible, but it's a lot of pressure to put on a person. And like your wife, everyone has baggage because they've had a life before you, before their partner. It's just that some are able to leave the past in the past and some are not. Your wife has not been able to do that. And she's really getting a little crazy with this stuff. Her slimy ex-husband had someone in their bed, didn't have sense enough to wash and change the sheets and all of that. And I'm sure that had to be devastating for her. And after that, how can you possibly live up to her expectations? And that's the problem, isn't it? The relationship is at a place where everything you do is suspicious to her. Everything. Pretty soon, you won't be able to go anywhere or do anything without her being suspicious of you. And that's pretty much what it is right now. Her insecurities, her paranoia is going to ruin this marriage. They're going to ruin this marriage if she doesn't get help. She has to learn how to get past what happened to her in the past and move on. I recommend therapy for your wife immediately. She's got to get some therapy. She needs some help. Steve?
This is sad because this woman right here is doing the most. I guess I could talk to this lady, but I think I should do this and talk to all women. Ladies, all men don't do wrong. All men are not in this world to do you wrong.
True that.
There are some people here who are put in your life to treat you right. There is one person made specifically for you that is God has created to be your soulmate. You can find him if you get out of the way. Now, how do you stay in the way? By making all these choices on your own. You don't never confide in God. You don't ask God to point him out, show you. You just pick what you want, pick what you like, and here you go. I can't tell you how many women have let good men go because they had a bad experience with a bad one. I can't tell you how many women have ran a man away because they won't accept this man's goodness and graces. Because and no matter what he do, she comparing him to somebody else. This woman in the letter is no different. This man done wrote this letter, so it's getting to him. He's married, and he's a personal trainer on the side. I don't know if that means he has another job and he personal trains, or I don't know what that means, but he a personal trainer. I met my wife at the gym, and we've been together for 3 years total. We got married last December. Now, let me tell you something. If you're a personal trainer and you meet a woman at the gym, this chick fine. Yeah, yeah, she fine. Notice right here. He at the gym. He in the body shaping business. He done met this girl at the gym. And married her. This girl fine. It next line, she is the most beautiful woman I've ever known, and I fell in love with her immediately. At the gym. He didn't fall in love in the parking lot. No, he came to work one day. She was in there with them pants on. Them biker shorts. That halter top. She was doing deadlifts, squats, sitting on that machine that women sit on and they keep opening and closing their leg. That machine, that one right there. I don't care who you are when you get on that one right there. Me and Harvey to walk past that machine. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Hang on, hang on.
Because it looked like you waving at us. That's what it looked like.
Anyway. Coming up at 23 minutes after, we'll recap this letter. We'll hear Steve's response. And the subject of today's letter is, how do I keep her out of my clothes? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, how do I keep her out of my clothes?
This man is dating this woman. He's married to her. They've been knowing each other 3 years. They got married. Met at the gym. Most beautiful woman he's ever met. Noticed her immediately. She had on all the tight gym outfits. She was cut. She was fine. He wanted her right away. They spent most of their time together all the time, either at the gym or at his house. They went on a couple trips to see her parents and mine. And that's when he noticed that she got some trust issues. Then the woman finally opened up about him and told him that she had an ex that had a woman in her bed, and she found out when she got in the bed and there was a big spot on the sheets. God, dog. Not that spot, dog. So nobody.
God!
You don't, that's you don't, what I was waiting you, for.
You don't even like that spot when it's yours.
Okay.
Nobody like that damn spot. And that's what, yours. You get another spot. That? God, y'all. See, now, what her ex did was he ignorant. Because what I'd have done is burn the entire comforter set, bed sheets, pillows, possibly that damn mattress, too. I have gone that far.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I done took a mattress off a bed and set it outside up against a tree like I was going to throw it away. Yeah. Yeah. You can't have evidence.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said messed up for life, and she asked me to be patient with her. And he said he tried to be.
But now, she ain't never satisfied with none of his answers. Try to answer the call on the second ring. Try to respond with all her texts within 5 minutes. But ain't nothing this man doing is enough. And she been questioning me and checking up behind me when I get home. Then she started going through my dirty clothes last month. She think I don't notice. When I go to wash my clothes, my briefs are turned inside out, and so are my gym clothes. I assumed she was checking for stains and smell, so I confronted her about it. She tried to turn on me by saying I wouldn't be questioning her if I didn't have something to hide. Lady, you over this man's house turning his drawers inside out. He's still washing his own clothes. He come up to you and say something about it. You said if you ain't had nothing to hide, you wouldn't be questioning her. Lady, you tripping. She tripping. And she gonna mess this up. She done started taking my suits to the dry cleaners. I hope she's not pulling over on the side of the road to smell my clothes. She rode to church with me Sunday and said my car had a strange smell in it. Well, if you get in my car, it ain't no telling what you're gonna smell. Hell, I fish.
This is not about you.
I go fishing. I smoke cigars. It's going to be a strange ass smell in my car. So buckle up, get ready, hold on tight. Because strange smells just pulled up. I wish she would let me know what she's thinking instead of sniffing around. How do I get her to believe that I'm not going to hurt her? Is that possible? Well, all you can do is with actions, man. But you need to have a conversation with her. Say, hey, listen to me. Stop backtracking on me. Because it don't feel good. It don't feel good at all. A man don't like it when he doing his very best. And that best ain't good enough for you. So instead of you checking on me, I wish you'd be appreciative of the way I treat you. You don't say nothing when I answer your calls on that second ring. You don't give me no credit when I answer your text within 5 minutes. Yeah, I don't get no nothing for just honoring you and getting right back to you and showing you that I'm concerned and I'm paying attention. But all you doing is flipping my drawers inside out, flipping my gym clothes, smelling my car, taking my suits to the cleaner. You ain't got no appreciation for me, and I'm getting tired of it. So instead of you telling me how well I treat you, you sitting up here finding a way to make it look like how I don't treat you. And you messing up and I don't like it. And it's just not a good feeling. And I'm just going to tell you that. So now you can keep on doubting me if you want to. And you can keep on running up behind me and checking on me. But I'm going to get tired of that one day. I'm going to get tired of that. Because I want a woman that appreciates me. And would show appreciation for all the good things I've done for you. Now, that's it right there. I ain't cheating on you. He cheated on you. You got in the bed with him. You picked his ass, right? But see, the difference is I picked you. You picked him. I picked you. I wanted you. He was your boyfriend. I asked you to marry me. I done already made a commitment his ass never was willing to make. So now why I got to be cheating? Keep on, him. I'm going to the gym, and this is what I'm wearing. You can smell it when I come back.
Yeah. No, thank you. Okay. I'll pass.
I'll come in the door and just strip ass naked, hand all my clothes. Here you go. Gonna start smelling. Yeah, please. I was doing deadlifts and squats today, too. Take a deep breath.
Ew. Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. It is on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Pippin!
What's up, Junior? What's going on?
What's happening, Pippin?
Ladies, everybody
hey,
good?
Hey,
what's going on? What's up, Tommy? What's happening with you,
Pippin? What's up, Pippin?
Sweet Noops. It's one thing I do like. I like y'all names. Sweet Noops. I like that right there. Sound like a bunch of pimps. Come on, Junior. What you got?
Here we go, Pippin. Week 4 of the NFL, man. Here we go, man. Lions-Packers is big.
Lions and Packers. Going with the Lions, baby. Jordan Love got lucky at the end of the week. Had luck finna run out. Detroit finna run up on him.
All right, Pippa, here we go. Falcons, Jaguars.
Falcons, Jaguars. Jaguars lost to the Texans, man.
Yeah. What that mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm Falcons sorry. Lost. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know, man. I can't even call. Listen, I'm going to go with the Falcons, man.
Dolphins, Bills. Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. This track me, baby, until you can stop them. I don't got to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Pippa. This ain't going to make no sense. You don't, I don't know. Broncos, Bears.
Broncos, Bears, man. Broncos. They lost 70 to nothing. They ought to be in bed. Matter of fact, let's just not even call this game.
Okay. Let's just see what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you that one. Don't even matter. Ravens, Browns.
Oh, Cleveland, baby. All day. Yeah. All day. Yeah. All like day. We got defense this year.
Okay, Pippa. Behind that, though, Steelers, Texans. What you going to do now?
Oh, you know, y'all got good last week, but that's over. Steelers.
Okay.
Already.
But I sure want y'all to beat them. Please beat the Steelers for me, Junior.
Okay. Vikings, Panthers.
Panthers, that young boy going to be back.
Uh-huh.
They ain't been winning, but you know what? I think the Panthers might surprise them. I'm going with the Panthers.
Panthers?
And I know not to do that, but I'm going with them. Okay. Come on, young boy.
Rams, Colts.
Come on, Richardson. Come on, Coach.
Buccaneers, Saints.
Oh, Saints ain't got no. They got Jameson Winston. I ain't got no faith in him.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, man, they finna come back. They ain't gonna lose two in a row. Sorry.
Patriots, Cowboys.
That's gonna be a good
them
one.
Damn Cowboys, man. I ain't, y'all. I tried. What?
Bounce back week for the Cowboys?
I tried to give them some love, but damn. Please beat the Patriots. They the only team I hate more than the Cowboys. The damn Patriots.
Ezekiel play for the Patriots?
I hate Boston, yeah.
There you go. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, a former reality star admitted to having sex with a whole lot of men. And we'll talk about it right after this.
What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, former Basketball Wives reality star and social media influencer Brittany Renner almost gave Shannon Sharp a heart attack during Wednesday's episode of Club Shay Shay. Renner is infamous for hooking up with professional athletes, and she went viral after she had a baby with NBA star PJ Washington and boasted about getting pregnant by him to get child support. As Renner was highlighting her history of dating athletes, Sharp asked her how many men she slept with. Take a listen.
I've had sex with 35 guys. Okay.
Whew. Oh, Lord.
Impressive isn't the word. So if I'm judged for If I'm judged for having great taste.
We are in the bar, so help yourself. We got this for the next hour. Whew.
35?
But you know, you see how that sound though? Ladies, don't ever do that, man. Don't ever put a number out there. Once you go past three.
I'm just telling you. She said 35. You said
just go say past three. I've had sex with 35 guys. Right now, you saying a number. Dog, if a man told you he had 35 chicks, you would be startled.
Yeah. What you were hearing in the background, Steve, was Shannon taking a shot from a bottle of cognac.
That's
what you need when you hit 35. You need that.
But I'm telling you, man, when you're a man and you're talking to a woman and she say 35, that's a really, really big number, man.
Yeah, 35.
That's a big number. What, y'all get? I got good taste? No, you ain't.
No.
Later in the interview, Brittany Renner went into more detail about her promiscuity when she told Shannon that she once caught an infection after hooking up with three men within a 24-hour time span.
Well, we put this wedding dress
out there.
Yeah. Quit looking for these venues.
Wait.
You need to throw all your white clothes away.
Yeah, we ain't and anybody for the
You don't need to wear nothing white. Don't even worry about the dress. You need to just give up white.
Bridesmaids.
Even in the summer, quit wearing white pig.
Man.
That's a big number, man.
That's a 35. Lot to say. And I think that was oversharing.
Very much so.
That's a lot. And you have a child. Mm-hmm. And now he have a son. And he has to.
And you have a future. Yeah. See, everything you do is not for today. Everything you do can't be for the gram. Right. Mm-hmm. Something has to be based. I think what a lot of young people miss is the fact that the decisions you make today will have a bearing on your tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But you can't now, just make about, this. How old is she?
She's
31?
She looks pretty young. 31?
What?
Let me see a picture of her.
Let me ask you this, Steve.
I can't look at her.
A male perspective, because, you know, everybody talks about keeping it real and, you know, being transparent and all that. Now, we say we want that, but here this woman is doing that. She's being transparent. And now we're judging. So, I know it's a double standard, but I want to hear from your perspective.
Double standard. You can call it what you want to call it. You be transparent with God. Mm-hmm. You have no choice. But when you're talking to people, all your business ain't everybody's business.
Mm-hmm. My mother
if you are saying something to be uplifting, mm-hmm. to motivate people, you can be transparent. What was that for? What did that accomplish for her as a young lady, as a mother, as a woman who may want to settle down one day? You can't throw this number out here like that, man. Like it ain't nothing. People gonna remember that. You know, you got to go meet somebody's mama one day. You know, people still do that. Yeah. People still, hey, I want to introduce you to your mama. That tape can't play.
She can't go to nothing at the school. She can't.
So I'm saying for her son as he ages.
Man, that's just rough.
That's too much information you don't know about other kids' mama.
All right. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about you, Steve, and where you're going this weekend right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, Steve, your mini speaking tour kicks off tonight. Congratulations in Highland, California at the Yamava Casino and Resort. And so tell us, please, what can your audience expect tonight? It's been a minute since you've been out
there. Just a lot of gems and jewels. Mm-hmm. A lot of gems and jewels.
Dropping it.
A lot of great takeaway.
Uh-huh.
A lot of great stuff that's applicable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very straight down the middle. No curveballs. I keep it simple. My life has been that way. A lot of my lessons I learned, you know, when I was working at Ford, when I was, you know, flunking out of college, when I was working at General Electric, when I sold insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my lessons I learned then, you know. A lot of lessons I learned in that car. And then a lot of lessons I learned.
Oh, when you were living in the car, when you were homeless.
Yeah, man. Yeah. The learning curve picked up. So tonight and tomorrow night in Highland, California, and then at the Choctaw Casino in
Durant, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. sold out, so there's nothing to sell, but it's going to be very
Congratulations. What? What is that?
What does that
Just
mean?
A little inside information.
Cause, do you have really, to say everything? You
know, everybody smiling in your face don't mean it, man.
That's true. We know that. Yeah.
Some people come to see you not do well.
All right, we got to go. Congratulations on being sold out.
That don't bother me. That's every night you walk out. I'm used to that.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather take your wife to a strip club or to a swingers club?
Strip club.
Strip club. That's easy. Strip club. We don't have to do this here. Ain't no swinging. Ain't no swinging going on. All right. Would you rather have a food?
What you can't do is no swingers club is walk around and see who I'm gonna be pointing at. That's what you can't do.
Would you rather?
Somebody.
Yeah. Would you rather have food stuck in your tooth or would you rather have crust in your eyes?
No, food in your tooth.
Food in your tooth. Uh-huh. All right. Would you rather look good naked, but you're ugly, or be fluffy and handsome, good looking? Which one?
Yeah, I ain't now one.
Stay away from this one, fellas. Fellas, stay away from this one. It's dangerous.
Why is
it's
that?
Got dangerous.
Run it again. Run it again.
Why is that?
Would you rather look great naked? You look good naked, but you're ugly. It's, in other words, you got a good body, but you're ugly. Or would you rather be fluffy, big, and be handsome or good looking? Which one?
That ain't no easy. I'm finna be a fat
naked and ugly or good looking and fluffy.
See, the reason is Tommy's struggling with this one is because
please explain.
Because I'm not ugly. I'm not ugly.
Okay, then you're fluffy and handsome. I don't want to be fluffy though.
It's would you rather. It's not what you are.
And I'd rather not be fluffy and I'd rather not be ugly.
It's a game. Pick one.
But he's thin and unattractive. What do you want this boy to say?
Is that That's not in here.
Is that an option?
That's not in here.
That's what... That's what it's, he is. I mean, that's not what he is. I mean, oh, man.
Well, according to Shirley, my fat wheezing ass has already been, it's been determined what I am.
I never used the word wheezing.
I'm a big, fat wheezing.
I said winded.
Winded. How you know I'm winded unless I was wheezing?
You know, you choose
but you said it.
You choose me.
Well, okay, I'm already that, according to Shirley.
Fluffy.
I'm already that. How you feel about how I look, I really don't give a damn. I've never been cute, so I'm cool with it. I just looks like I'll be just big, fat, fluffy, wheezing ass, unattractive, you know.
You're just like your nephew. You can't let stuff go, but it's okay. Fluffy and cute or ugly.
Who you hollering at?
See, you're mad. I knew it.
Oh, you know, I ain't mad. We wouldn't even be talking about this stuff if your ass would be quiet.
I'm going with fluffy and
handsome.
There you go, Tommy. Fluffy. No, fluffy.
Okay. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour. Some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day, our last break of the week on this Friday. It's been a good day. Yeah, and, Steve.
It's been a good week. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good week.
Wrapping up September.
We wrapping it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep, Steve, and you have some closing remarks for us.
Yeah, I got some.
For this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a continuation from yesterday because I always try to encourage people. What I'll be doing tonight, what I'll be doing tomorrow in Oklahoma is providing people things I've learned along the way. I used to oftentimes wonder why my life had taken so many twists and turns. I had so many valleys in it, man. But in those valleys, man, I learned some valuable, valuable lessons. The grace that God gave me was, whenever I fall, He has always given me the knowledge, the strength, and the courage to get back up. I never laid there. I never remained in the valley, wallowing in it. I was always picking myself up. God was always dusting me off. I always got back to the climb. And that's what I want to encourage people to do. Stay the course. Every life is going to hit some valleys. Every life, you got to go down some hills, y'all. Everything ain't a mountaintop view. You got to get in some caves, man. You're going to fall in some ditches. You're going to be in some rivers with some strong currents. You're going to be in some dark places. You're going to wind up, man, in an alleyway. You're going to wind up, man, going down to bright lights. You're going to have to face it. When it hits you, as life does us all, get up and keep moving. Don't just lay there. Nothing that happens to you is permanent unless you allow it to be. You can get up and move again. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is everybody. You're not the only one with this problem. You're not the only one that's been beset. You ain't no everyone that's suffering a setback. You're not the only one that's going through a hardship. You ain't the only one grieving. You ain't the only one been fired. You ain't the only one got laid off. You ain't the only one don't know where the end's gonna meet. You ain't the only one living check to check. What? Quit tripping. Do something about it. If you don't like your situation, change it. If you don't like the way you are, change it. Well, Steve Harmer do that. The Bible says a man is as he thinks. What do you think of yourself? If you think you'll never find love, quit looking for it. You just said you wasn't going to ever find it. Even if it showed up, if you ain't looking for it, guess what? You're going to miss it anyway. But you know what helps me? I'm always looking for something. I'm always expecting God to deliver me. I'm always expecting Him to show up. I'm always expecting it to get better. You can't do nothing to me. Listen to me. You can't do nothing to me that God won't give me the strength to handle. I don't care who you are. Bring it. Y'all been doing it anyway. Look at you. You've been out there just spreading your hate and all this here. You've done nothing except waste your time. I'm just here to tell you, man, you've done nothing but waste your time. Because I am covered. My family is covered. We reside under the protective wings of our Lord and Savior. What you gonna do? So, you said it. You think just cause you say something that make it true? You think cause you done got together with a whole bunch of trolls and a bunch of crabs, you think you done made something now that's gonna really bring us down? I'm gonna tell you what you did. You made me and my girls two-handed circle tighter. That's what you did. So thank you. Appreciate you. Now take your ass on. Go find you something else to do, because what you tried to do is not working. I'm just telling you, man. Man, and you know, look, I know I'm trying to tell you something encouraging, but I can only use myself to explain it to you. You don't have to allow nobody to put you on. I gave you an example yesterday. I'm going to give it to you again. There are over 8 billion people in this world. 8 billion. If somebody attacks you and goes with you with this new devil's playground called the internet, social media, blogs, and somebody attacks you on the blog, and it goes what they call viral. Do you know that if it went super, super duper viral, and somebody got 100 million clicks, which is, I don't really know anything that's done that. But let's just say all them haters and trolls got together and they all told a different lie about you and they got 100 million clicks. It's over 8 billion people in this world. Do you know what that means? That means that 7,900,000,000 people don't even know what they're talking about.
it's so minute. But I know when you let it get in your world, you think that's everybody talking about you. It ain't, man. It ain't. It's the minute, small, ineffective people. Don't let ineffective people affect your life. I got a picture that sits on my wall in my office at my other house. You know what that picture on the wall says? Oh, right there. Excuse me. I had a flex moment. I didn't even see it. Oh, it's a picture on my wall in my office at my other house. Them haters can't stop that. Do you know what the picture of? It's a picture of a lion walking. A big lion walking. You know what it says? It's an African proverb. Lions don't turn around when small dogs bark. Ought to turn around and snatch your ass up. But I'm a lion. I ain't got time to turn around and deal with you. You're still barking. Bye. Thank you. 7 billion, 900 million people. Don't even know what the hell y'all was talking about. Thank you. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from y'all. Y'all have a great weekend, okay? See y'all Monday. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.